we came into possession of a photograph yesterday taken by photographer Denise Ricks. We placed it on our Facebook page. We've also put it out on @6PR, out on Twitter. I'll get Denise Ricks, who took the photo, to explain it to you. Hello, Denise. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Simon.
Now, whereabouts did you take that photograph?
So the photo was taken on Saturday morning at Geordie Bay.
Right.
In Rottnest.
Beautiful.
Yeah, bright and early.
Yeah, nice and early. So it's a photograph of a rocky outcrop that extends out into the bay there, into Geordie.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing about the photo, Denise, how would you explain it to people?
Well, it's an optical illusion, but somehow looks exactly like a quokka.
It does. I have to agree with you there. I've got it on my phone now and I'm looking at it right now. It does look like a quokka.
Yes.
When did you first notice it?
That can't be explained. On Sunday. So once I got home from Rottnest, I took all the images off the camera onto the computer.
Yep.
And was just doing my normal editing, and I was looking at it and I was a little bit baffled.
Mm-hmm.
So I called in my son and I got him to have a look and I said, "What can you see?" And he said, "A rock." And I said, "Good, but what else can you see?" I said, "Have a look at the reflection." And he looked at it and he said, "It's a quokka." I was like, "I think it's a quokka." So then I called in my husband and my other son and same thing. "What can you see? A rock." And then I was like, "But what else can you see?" And they both said, "A quokka." And I was like, "It's amazing."
It is amazing. So
it's amazing.
It is amazing, Denise. I'm going to ask you about that word editing in just a moment. You knew this question was coming. So the rocky outcrop is in it's in very, very shallow water, and the reflection is part in the water and part on the sand where the water's been. So the water's just gone out, but the quokka bit is it's very shallow water, just a few centimetres deep. There's a tree on the rock, but it looks like you can see a nose, you can see two eyes, two ears. It looks like a quokka.
It does.
Now,
exactly like a quokka.
Now, Denise, about the editing process.
Yes.
Hand on heart, Denise, have you done anything to make that look more quokka-like?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I wouldn't even know how to.
Okay.
I wouldn't know how to.
So
the editing process is literally just doing the colours.
Mm.
So when the images come off the camera, they're a raw digital file, which is like a digital negative.
Yeah.
So the images get adjusted for contrast and saturation, and they're just made to look pretty. It's a normal creative edit that I do on all my imagery.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so there's been no manipulation, nothing. No.
All right. And the reason I trust you is because you're friends with Taz, our receptionist, and she's completely trustworthy, isn't she?
Totally trustworthy.
Australia's funniest receptionist. Denise, thank you for talking to us. I know it's been up on watoday.com.au and it's getting a lot of traffic. A lot of people are enjoying it. Have you had any feedback from elsewhere?
It's a lot of interest online. I'm curious to know if Rottnest Island have ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if it is something that could be repeated.
Yes.
Who knows? But
I think it's a freaky, amazing, coincidental shot, I think. I don't think you could replicate it in a million years.
It's freaky, and I think it's just a little bit of Rottnest magic, quite frankly, because there's no other way to explain it. It hasn't been photoshopped.
A little bit of Rottnest magic. Denise, I trust you and I believe you.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for talking to us today.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you. Denise Ricks, photographer.